Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Bedlam Theatre in New York City is currently producing two shows, played in repertory and with four actors, William Shakespeare's Hamlet and George Bernard Shaw's St. Joan. They're boldly theatrical, stripped-down, immersive productions of classic plays. You heard me correctly. Two large cast shows, each played with a company of four, and not only four in each, but the same four actors in both plays. Eric Tucker is the artistic director of Bedlam Theatre. He plays Hamlet and a few other roles in their production of Hamlet, numerous characters in St. Joan, and directed both productions. Bedlam's producing director, Andrus Nichols, plays Joan in St. Joan and numerous characters in Hamlet, including Gertrude, Ophelia, Guildenstern, the Player King, and the Gravedigger. Bedlam is a company committed to the immediacy of the relationship between the actor and the audience. They create theater in a flexible, raw space, and the audience is always included in their productions. Eric Tucker joins us now. He has worked with playwrights Tony Kushner, David Ives, Paula Vogel, and many others. He is the founder of the Trinity Shakespeare Summer Project and has worked with Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Massachusetts, including working with Tina Packer on Women of Will. On the occasions he has worked in our region, we welcomed him to the roundtable, and I was happy to speak with him recently in New York City about Bedlam. Eric Tucker, welcome back to the roundtable.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here again.
So this is a insanely ambitious, crazy amount of work you have going right now that also must be very satisfying. Where did the idea come from? How has this begun?
Well, I had wanted to, once I had moved back to New York from Los Angeles, I knew at some point I wanted to form a theater company of my own and be able to do the work that I wanted to do here in the city. And so I knew that I wanted to do St. Joan first. I had done a version of it in Los Angeles with only three actors, and I was in a production at Trinity Repertory Company years ago, and I've always loved the play, and it hadn't been done in New York in a while, and so I added an actor. We do it with four actors, and a lot of that comes from having a small budget, you know. I knew the impact that this play has on an audience and how wonderful it can be, and a lot of people don't know it. And so I thought this could be a play that people sit up and take notice, and might get us noticed as a company and get the work out there. And always I thought maybe if we did something really ambitious and put another really large epic play with it, with the same four actors, running them in rep, if we could do it really well, people might say, oh, wow, we should really go see that. That seems crazy.
It does.
Right. So, you know, but I think it's interesting when you kind of walk that tightrope that you can either fall one way or you either fall or you don't. And hopefully you don't. But if you do, you know, they're going to remember it either way.
So St. Joan has more than four characters.
It does. Okay. I think altogether we play 22 or 23 roles. I think there's 25 or six. We've cut a few little things. We've consolidated, but the four of us. So our female company member plays Joan, and the three of us men play all the other roles. And in Hamlet, it sort of works the opposite, where I play Hamlet and they play all the other roles.
And you also are directing these shows.
And that too, and I direct them. Yeah.
And is it the full-length Hamlet script?
Yeah, they are almost uncut. Okay. There's a little bit of cuts in the Shaw and some cuts in the Shakespeare as well. But it's pretty much there's a lot of stuff in Hamlet that normally does get cut that we've left in, but we do it fast.
How did you decide what to leave in and what minorly to cut?
Well, I'll say that I wanted to look at it. I thought it might be interesting, and this has been done before. Of course, it's all been done before, right? But I just thought it's a wonderful play, and that if we looked at it as if it were a new play, and I left a lot of stuff in that normally an audience doesn't hear, they might think it was a new play too. And they see things and go, wait, I don't remember those lines, or I don't remember that he had that little scene with Horatio or that. And I thought if we could leave a lot of that in, it might feel fresh for audiences. And again, with the right pacing, it also doesn't have to be 4 or 5 hours long uncut. We can do it in 3 hours with a couple of intermissions, and that's what we do. And I think that to me was a way to make it fresh and new for an audience. And also, a lot of the stuff you end up cutting is brilliant stuff. I mean, there's a lot of great stuff, a lot of great material. It's a beautiful play. And I think the play's better if you know what the scenes are about, you do them well, you do them quickly, and don't cut them. It's a wonderful play, you know? I mean, Shakespeare, we all sort of agree he's the greatest playwright, but we really freely cut his stuff. And, you know, I'm not a playwright, so who am I to cut and slash? But so I've tried to leave that in. And also, just in terms of the stuff that Hamlet says, you know, I mean, he already talks so much, but I think that there are things that he has to say in the play. I think that's his character, though. You know, you don't want him to talk much less than he does. That's his thing. And so I've, you know, I've tried to get that the feel of it in there, that this is a guy who's wound up in his own brain and talks things out, and somehow it all, well, they all end up dead, so I don't know. I don't know what that means, but
from the idea, from when you decided to do these two shows in rep until now, not that it's done, but a lot of steps have taken place in the interim, what has surprised you most about the process?
I think what surprised me is the audience response, that that they're willing to come in and use their imagination, that they want to use their imagination, that, you know, I mean, we're trying to appeal to the kind of people in the crowd that doesn't want it all fed to them, you know, and there's something great to spectacle, and I like that, and I love watching, I love movies, and I love all kinds of theater. The stories I like to tell, or the way I like to tell it, is in a very simple sort of theatrical style, something that focuses on the text and leaves a lot of the work to the audience, that it's a real partnership. When they come in the room, we're all in this together, and if we're not allowing them to use their imagination and fill in some blanks, what's the fun of it? And I think what you end up with is a piece that you sit and watch and think, that can't be a movie. And that's what interests me. I like to go see theater that can't be a movie, you know? That's the experience I want, is something that's purely theatrical. And I think it's you're kind of surprised about how an audience really wants that, and they really enjoy that, and they leave. There's something very fulfilling about it when you leave the theater with being told a story in that way.
Tell us about the three cast members, your three company members, and how you met and began working with them.
Well, one of the gentlemen in the show, a man named Ted Lewis, I met over 20 years ago when I was in college. We've been friends for many years, and hadn't done a plays together. We did a Dorky Review together many years ago. We were in college, singing and dancing. But 2 years ago, when we first did Joan, that was our first time working together. And then Tom O'Keefe and Andrus Nichols, I had met doing the month-long intensive up at Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Massachusetts, and so we became friends up there, and Andrus was someone that I worked with a little later in the city, and I thought we could be partners, we could make a theater work, possibly, and so we formed our partnership and formed Bedlam.
How do you direct yourself?
Well, I feel like one of the things that I do, I guess the part of the secret for me is to navigate through it, is that all of the things I have to say to them, I just do myself. I feel like, and I think that's what happens when you teach, that you become, you're a better artist if you're, you know, artists that teach are better artists because they have to practice what they preach. So I try to practice what I preach on stage, that as I'm giving them a note about something, say it's articulation or whatever it might be, I try to do that fully myself, to be an example, but also remind myself that I'm having maybe the same issues they are. And I for me, the stage pictures and things like that aren't so tough to put myself in, but I do try to have, I have a lot of people that I love and trust that I have come in, you know, in the end, in previews and things like this, and give me notes and stuff. And we're a very collaborative group, too. So people are always throwing in ideas and saying, well, can we do this or this or this? I mean, anyone that's in the room, as far as I'm concerned, is a collaborator on the piece. And it's all valuable stuff, whether you end up using it or not. And so I think one way you direct yourself is by not excluding everybody else in that process. You know.
St. Joan and Hamlet are very different plays, of course. Are there any themes that they have in common that you then get to explore through different avenues each night, depending on which show you're doing?
Yeah, actually, I think one of the most obvious ones is how alone they are in the world of the play and in their world in general. But I mean, you know, you'd really get a feeling that it's Joan against everybody else. And so even as the three of us in some scenes are sort of back and forth sharing roles and blurring the lines between some of them some of the time, I don't think it matters a lot of the time. And I've heard this from audiences, because you know, you're getting the message, you're getting the information, but most of all, you're getting it's us three or us 20, depending on how many we're playing, against her. Mm-hmm. She really is navigating her way through a man's world, and a very political world, and the church, and all that stuff. And I think you get that message. Hamlet as well. I mean, he's very much alone, except for Horatio. When Horatio comes in the play, he's very soon in loses his girlfriend, and he's lost everybody that's really close to him. His mother's not on his side anymore, and so I think that's one of the big themes for the two of them, is that they're sort of finding their way through a really dangerous world, and trying to sidestep a lot of traps and snares, and they're both. You know, they don't know who they can trust, and it's a fascinating thing to play, because you also sort of feel, I think we kind of, Andrus and I feel that way when I'm doing Hamlet and she's doing Joan, we sort of feel like we're the outsider that night anyway, because of where the focus is and how it's either the three of them against me or we're the three of us against her, kind of a thing. But what I love about them, what's wonderful about both plays, is that they're epic. There's a lot going on. They're both, of course, amazingly, beautifully written. They're also both really, really funny. Shakespeare, I think, is maybe a little bit, it's less obvious where you can find the comedy. People tend to take it so seriously, but we've tried to put comedy in all the way to the very end, very, very end almost. And I think that surprises people. But there's a release with that from the tension, and I think you need it. Shaw's beautifully written humor all the way through to the end. Right before she's burnt, there are laughs, and then after. And so that's what audiences respond to do, and I think they're surprised by that. They think it's going to be a really heavy evening, and it's actually not.
Eric, it's been a delight speaking with you again. Congratulations on the new venture. I hope everything goes smashingly.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be here.
Eric Tucker is the artistic director of Bedlam Theatre. Their productions of St. Joan and Hamlet are running in rep at the Lynn Redgrave Theatre on Bleecker Street in New York City through February 2nd. More information is available on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.